Okay, good morning.
Good morning. We're continuing with Sam of Gimel. We're going to start over again, Chavav, because we stopped in the middle. How the Mavi Nitar Belechi of Kora, that which the Mavi is Mutar and Lechi or Kora, Dafka, Vishayin Anam of Pachos Yotfachim. That's only if it's not shorter than Yotfachim. Mervachim. Right, Mervachim, like I said, the Tefach is either Mervach or Mitzumtzum. It's slight different. Just look in the Svarim with the difference in light, whatever. But Al-Kapanim, this is Mervachim. It shouldn't be wider than Yud Amos. It's some Tamois. In order to be matter with with a Kori Lechi. If the space is higher than Esim Amma, the height, then some Samos, Eino Nitar Barkoira, you can't put a car because you can't really see it. But Nitar Hu Belechi, because the Lechi is also, as it did, is also the name of Bechitza. Vimreitza Lachshiroi Barkoira, and if you want a Machshir with a Koira, Tzar Shiyasa Batsir Bekior, so that it's, you have to put on some sort of design on it, it has to be, you know, light, I don't know, whatever it is. Nothing which people will notice the kaira above. You see your echa b'kaisel in a seed or shmei al shmei kaira, the candy stripe kaira or something like that. Shaydeka hakol b'stachli bav im hayagva yosef mechav. But if the walls are higher than kavamos ubana binyan tachas kaira, you want to go ahead and matrin. So you want to do it. You want to put a platform on the floor there to raise it up. The matzav mechav daiv in your rach of tefach. You just need a small pedestal rach of tefach. Kureich of a koira has to be at the width of the koira where the koira is. In a gvaya asara. However, if the opposite, if the walls are not 10 tefachim high, the choichik bol hashlima leyud, and you want to dig a small ditch, a trench, down on the ground to make it yod. It's like lachos dal amos. So chamavoy, you have to dig out dal amos. Play kol rachvo. You have to dig out a whole trench of dal amos of the correct depth. Ve'im mavoy nitar belechi or kaira ashu psuchim l'soicho shtei chateros has to be a mavoy. It has to be the heter of lechi is only if it has shtei chateros, two chateros leading into the side street, this alley. A kol chotzer shnei batim, has to be two houses in each chotzer. A feel kol chotzer psuchas uluzu. Even if let's say they're on the same side and they have entrances to each other, it doesn't make a difference. The ishchokim is that it has to be that the bavui is the way that people will walk in and out to the other chotzer. And the pesach of the chatzerim have to be can't be less than dal tfachim. It has to be that the people who live there have the reshus to eat in any of the houses, which as we're going to see is a shituf. That's what makes it into one, like one big happy family, so to speak. Even if it's the father's house, one's the child's house. He doesn't support himself. Still, it's still called shnayim. If he eats by his parents' house forever, whatever. Mahani, even if one of them is a goy, it also works. Od tzar, and one more tonight. Od tzarich she arko yisra rachvoy. It has to be that it's longer than why, where the main pesach of Rishus Rabbim is. It has to be that it's shorter, it's longer than wide. then it's like a chotzer. You need to have a pas arba, which covers part of the opening. Or should they pass in shame? Or should you need to have two passim on either side? Cute two things like this. Or tzuras haPesach, or obviously you could do a tzuras haPesach, which that would be the best. Our minig for Ayurveda nowadays is to any mavur with tzuras haPesach. They all have a din of a chotzer. We don't try to we all the time properly, so we just say tzuras haPesach. Minig al pashu v'medinas elu. We put a rope string across the mavoi. The din chevel zu ain't a koira. That's not a din of a koira. Shere ain't rachbo tefach. It's velo mahani elo mitam tzuras haPesach. If you have a string over here at the Pesach, that's the tzuras haPesach. The string works. That's the minig. Even if it's like a thin string, then you should it's not going to be 100% accurate here, but let's say you could be shorter than the wall, as long as you put two kanim, which are 10 tfachim. Even if it doesn't hit the chevel, that's okay.
It has to touch the string, right?
No.
It doesn't need to. It's good enough.
No, it doesn't. By this case, shnei kanim gvoim by the mavoi, you don't need to. Gvoim asar b'chuvanit tachas chevel. As mahani afil b'mavoi, b'fula shukar tzuras haPesach, because it has the walls, so obviously the thing has to rest on the walls. But regular tzuras haPesach has to touch. But here it's enough to make that akil. It's a separate tzuras haPesach. With the two kanim over here.
Can you explain what it meant before? Is a few tzidor achad eno yehudi echad misamahani?
Even if you have two chatzerim and one of the houses is a goy or something like that, and I'll get into the issue of shituf and bittul rishus.
That's a separate
halacha. But at the point, it's called v'shem mavoi. Even if a goy lives there, how you do it is something separate.
The chiddush is he's arguing with the Rambam. Right.
That you can go ahead and use and that you can go ahead if it has walls over there, so all you and you have a string, all you need to do is it has to be sitting on the walls. It can't be, let's say you have a string between two poles, some wire or something high up above, and you have some short walls, and you put a thing there. It has to be that the string is resting on the mavoi. Chotzer she'archo yoisa arachva, chotzer which is longer than wide, dino kemavoi. That is the tzura of a mavoi, and then as the din of a mavoi, nitzer belechi or kora. Even then, you can still matter with a lechi or kora. Haga avapi she'ein chotzer as ubatim psuchim pechusim. Even if the houses are not psuchim, even if it's a chotzer, it doesn't have other chotzerim or houses opening into it, so it's a little bit different than a mavoi. We're not talking about where this chotzer is open to Rishus Harabim. Let's say it's open to Carmelis or different chotzer, whatever it is. So then, you want to just matter that chutzah. You don't want to make a whole thing with the mavoi. This chutzah, you want to make an eruv, whatever. So then, it's enough to go ahead and to stick a lechi or a kora to go ahead and matter this chutzah. Mavoi she'ein berachol gimel tfachin. If you have a very narrow mavoi, very small alley space or something like that, ain't tzarech shum tiku gush esasim. It's a very teeny space, even if people, I guess, would sort of, even get in there, achupanim, that's called sasim, it's called being closed up.
It's a
mavoi. It's not considered open, it's not pesuch reshus harabim. Yesh oyin dekol she'eino, she'ein bo dal tfachim, Ein Sof Shem Tigun. We also talk about even if the Pesach is Gimel Tzvachim, that doesn't have to be the whole way down. If it's a very narrow Pesach and then you have a wider, you know, wider Mavoi after that, it's still considered Sasum because it's Lavud. If the Mavoi doesn't have Dal Tzvachim, then if the whole thing itself is less than Dal Tzvachim wide, Mishmur says it definitely can be maker like the Shita. And if it's only if it's a Pesach, which is more than Gimel and less than Dalet, that Mishmur says could be tkai b'machmir. But if the whole thing is a very narrow alley, then you can be maker. Mavui should see to echad kalayam. This is interesting. Yeah, now we can start getting into some very nogeya shilas in Eruvim and mechitzas. Mavui should see to echad kalayam. You have a mavui which one side of the mavui borders on the yam. Vitzido echad kalayla ashpa. The other side borders on a junk pile, a trash pile, shorabim. Asher Sharabim doesn't mean a garbage can. It means it wasn't like 100% like that. It was more of like a place people used to put junk. Asher Sharabim ain't necessarily spanos. Asher Sharabim, again, we're not talking about a garbage can of nowadays. So those, you know, it cleans away. Talking about some sort of area people used to throw their junk, and I don't know exactly, and they used to, you know, people called take stuff or not. So that's not necessarily spanos, so that's kavur over there.
Landfill.
Right, or a landfill would be, or something, you know, some area which is, the shayla over here is, if it's sussum with that, I'll be worried that on Shabbos, for instance, when they start carrying, and pitom, there's no wall there. This is the shayla over here. So therefore, this ashpa, I'm not worried that it's going to suddenly disappear. Nor are we choshish that the yam is going to go ahead and slowly build up sand and things or whatever against the side of the wall, against the side over there, and mevato the mechitzas, and then memeli a blessing yutfachim, and that's going to cause a problem. Pirush yovish ke'en in shnitku ma'im emenu shenasa rori lezriya. It creates like a dirt pile, whatever it is. Some do say there are choshes for such a thing. Others, if you checked it before Shabbos, I mean, I don't know, it depends on the choshes, choshes right on that on Shabbos itself. That the ein kamechitza. Now this is where it gets some interesting. The kudos here, just very quickly. The Mishabura talks about if to get into the shilas, is a river or an ocean, yeah, is that considered a mechitza? The poskim bring like the Marit and whatever talk about in Istanbul it's surrounded by the yam over there, and that does work as a mechitza. The shaila here is even if it's a mechitza, but do we say that it's low mukuf ladira, because a person goes to an island, for example, can you carry on the island? Small island, you have to be able to see. I'm talking about Hawaii, but let's say it's a small island. You end up there on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry because it's not mukuf. It wasn't mukuf ladira because, well, of course, for me, the yam is mukuf. That's what they say, that poskim say chasnisa, that as long as you make one wall man-made, then you can use the rest. You can use the rest of the water as a mechitza. Other issue with rivers they bring is if especially about rivers, is if there's a bridge over the river. So does that say it's mevatel the mechitza? Also, rabbi mevatel mechitza. If you go ahead and you put a lechi or whatever, you go ahead and there's a river over here, and there's a bridge. So you don't say this was a mechitza, but now there's a bridge. It's not a mechitza anymore. It's not without a lechi. It's not a mechitza anymore with a bridge. If people just walk over it, the wall that you mevatel on that wall. And therefore, the poskim do say if there is a bridge, then you do need to do a Tirusa Pesach to matter that. One other last akuda is again, there's a discussion about any case you have a natural barrier. Do we say that Asi Rabbi Vata Bechitza, that since he's a machalikis, we seem to paskin the Markov Ramos Vash, we do say it, that any natural thing, you know, if people walk over, go over there, that it does Mevatel. Or the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish both seem to say that we don't specifically Asi Rabim, that people generally don't come about to a proper Mechitza, there is a proper Mechitza, so to even something which was made a natural Mechitza, it also doesn't do it, so therefore you can use different natural formations as Mechitzas. Mavoi shitzido echad arup echad kotzer. Let's say you have a mavoi which one side is long and one side is short. Afilu ein tzada arup oidif ala kotzer dalamas, even if it's not dalamas over here, einu meniach akoira ele keneged akotzer. You can only put the koira over here by the kotzer. However, you could do a tzuras haPesach v'alachson. That would work. If this is where it's tzuras haPesach at the edge, if it's in the mavoi itself, you can even do a korah v'alachson. Mishamash b'kotzer keneged haKotzer v'aruch keneged haAruch. You can't go ahead and walk outside over here. It has to be you stay underneath the korah. Hamid lechi be'emtza hamavoi. If you put a lechi in the middle of the mavoi, here you put something here. If you put smack in the middle, you put a lechi smack in the middle. If there's a chotzer, over here, so then also gam chitzonim lechi the rosh hamavoi. And
I'm sorry, where's the chotzer?
Put a lechi here. In the middle, and there's a chutzner over here.
So the chutzner's coming out of the.
This part, there's a chutzner here and a chutzner here.
Extending out from the mavi itself.
Yeah. Okay. There's an opening here, and there's an opening here.
Okay.
All right. So then, asagam chitzonim lechi the rosh hamavi. So if one chutzner here, one chutzner here, and you have, a lechi here and a lechi here, right? So now you're the shaylis. Is it going to split the mavi in half?
Meaning, is it cutting? Is it splitting this in half?
Yeah, it's cutting the mavi. It's cutting the mavi in half. Where this lechi is, that's the shayla over here.
Maybe that you'd be able to carry into one chatzah, but not the other.
We're not getting into that. We're getting more into is it gonna go ahead and mess up the whole thing.
Okay.
Not getting into whether you can carry that. That's on
whether or not it's destroying
the actual
situation in the mavi. Right, the entire
mavi. Right. Also, gam chitzon lechi l'rosh hamavi oisim elu aelu. Then the whole thing, you can't do a tikkun, they mess each other up. Ad shi'ar v'yachad, until they do one whole eruv or shituf. Ein sham chotzer, but if there's no chotzer at the end over here, there's only one chotzer over here. Osh yish chotzer v'lo asu chitzonim lechi. Or the other one, or there are two chotzerim, but only made a lechi here, not here, didn't make a lechi over here. Then, l'rosh hamavi shemin alechi l'fnei mutarim. The inner parts of the lechi here, it's mutter than to carry. Manu alechutz asurim, but it's keel is a mechitza over here, and they can't carry outside over there. Avoim also beemtza shnei pasim. If they did two pasim, for example, this, whatever, they did two pasim on each side, like this. Two folds, a bit wide, but whatever. Two passim on each side. Or pass dalid im eno rachav yosim miyud. If the mavui is not wider than asar tochim, or she also tzuras a pesach, or they did in the middle made a tzuras a pesach im rachav yosim miyud. If the mavui, which would matter, a mavui which is wider than asar tochim, afil im yesh chotzer meyatikun ulachutz. Then even if there is a chotzer outside the tzuras a pesach over here, then also gam chitzonim tikun the rosh hamavui, and they also did their own tikun over here. If you go ahead and speak the kitzer, if you did tikkun chatzar over here, not tikkun moed, tikkun chatzar, where you did to pass in pass arba, you did tzuras pesach. So this separates, it cuts the whole moed in half, and this half has their own eruv. This half has, and they deal with their own. They have their own eruv, and everything is fine. They don't need to go ahead and do an arvin biyachad. That which we matter, putting a lechi in the middle of the mavui, who are then? It's the same thing. If you put a kairo over here, that would be the same din. V'chol zeviyesh also chater mavui hamuchshar b'toras mavui. It has to be that this mavui over here, as the Torah spoke, the walls are high enough, things like that, as the Torah spoke, you can't go ahead and put the Kaira over here, where it's very small, and even though there would be a Chatzar over here, but that won't work, because it turns into wider than longer. Obviously, then you need a tikkun of a chotzer, because then this is a din of a mavoi over here, you know, chtumavos, whatever, this is a chotzer. Mavoi lama gimel, mavoi shehu rochav chaf amos, a mavoi which is 20 amos wide, also pass rochav dal amos, you take a pass, mamiro be'emza, you stick it in the middle, like this. So it basically cuts a mavui in half to two different mavuos. Since you do this and you put a kaira barosho, then that would work. But certainly, kaira munechas al hapas. It has to be it's sitting on the pas itself. Oh, tochtim utrochim. Tereshir he bechol mavoi mishnayim elu shepas masik b'neim bati b'chatzeres psuchim v'soichai. Has to be that there are chatzerim on either side, you know, either side of this mavoi. That each side of the mavoi has a din mavoi. B'chol t'nai mavui, obviously, v'mashem min ha'pas ad ha'koysel and tzoy, but let's say what the Abdal Amos over here, you have this blank space in the back, din mavui akum. It's considered a crooked, we're going to see in the next simon, a crooked mavui, which will go around over here. Where shere'elu sh'neim avos v'sakvim, v'hem t'psuchim, v'sh'neim Hashem, v'shus ha'rabim, and therefore, what you need to do, if you don't want to, so therefore won't matter, you need a proper tikkun, you have to put a tikkun over here and over here also, if you want to matter these areas. The other option, as they say, is to put a tzuras pesach to the end, and it splits the whole mavui in half. Or you obviously put a pass down the middle, all the way down, it'll be the same thing. Hagavi yishorim de'enu din mavui, alko enu ken yishmin a pass ad ha'kaisa and tzoy yeser me'eser amos. This is only if until from here to here is more than eser amos, but if it's less, then we say that still doesn't make into a mavui akum. Lamed dalid. Od efshar lasos tikud achen mavui shurachav chav. Another way to masakin mavui, which is 20 amos wide. Shiarchik shtei amos me'akoysel. So if you go ahead and you go 2 amos away from the koysel, v'yaseh pass rochav gimel amos. You make a pass and say this is gimel amos. V'yaseh gamkem mitzad hasheni pass shel gimel amos. You 2 of them. V'yishaer Pesach Rachav Eser Amos. Then you're left with a Pesach in the middle of Eser Amos. O Yarkik Amma Yasid Pas Amma. That's if you go like this. But otherwise you could Markik Amma and then do a pass of an Amma. And that's Mamayit, the Pesach in the middle to Tetzvachim. Or yarkik shtei amos v'shtei tfachim, or you can go ahead and make a space of shtei amos v'shtei tfachim. Yasa pas shtei amos v'dal tfachim. Whatever, but kids, so you could do up to the, you want to go ahead and mai the middle to hit your amos, whether you go you use lavud or you use whatever these different siurim. Can you ask him to sell a shady? Uvacha pasti he yeser ala ovir shebeinu la koisel. As long as there's more pass than ovir to the koisel, if you go further away, because then dimlokein asi ovir the hagisa. Because if you have less, let's say you just put a very small pass over here and shorter, then you have a pesach over here. It might be fine over here, but you have two pesachim now, and it doesn't go ahead and split anything. It just makes it into three different doorways, passages out to Rishus Rabin. And even if you do that, no one should use the side small passages to go out. Because the point over here is that we're saying that this is key touching the mavoi. Even if that instead of touching it, you're using love or whatever. If you walk through there, so it doesn't you ruin it. And then you can serve the Pesach, and that fills in the space.